How much Spanish do you speak in the
claro
city?
Mucho.
The Spanish that you speak watching Housewife of Miami doesn't count. Miami, baby.
I speak Spanish every day. Now that we've trained Matt to have all his commands in Spanish so that he knows they're just for him.
Okay, so it's real. Spanish is that important in the city. You also train dogs to understand Spanish.
Is this week Spanish or English?
Spanish.
You're breaking.
Finally.
Are you sick of speaking Spanish?
Yeah, because actually at work when I need to speak in English, it's harder. Yeah, it is harder. It takes me like a couple of extra seconds more than usual. So it's bad.
Do you think that's why your boss thinks that you're slow? Because you're translating everything into two languages at once? Besides the fact that she's just a bad person and not very nice.
Maybe. Yeah, whatever. So, bienvenidos a Never Not New York, the podcast that will speak both Spanish and English because we are...
Bilingual.
Bilingüe.
I think I speak Spanglish, and by Spanglish, I mean I can pepper in a few Spanish-sounding words that may or may not actually be anything.
That is correct.
You know what? I get my commercials now in Spanish, thanks to you.
Well, it's the algorithm spying on us. I'm Never Not Noah.
I'm Never Not Eliza. We're friends and neighbors.
Somos amigas y vecinas.
In New York City.
En Nueva York.
Sharing the slice of New York that we are actually living in.
Compartiendo la vida que tenemos aquí en Nueva York.
Wow, that sounds so much nicer.
It does sound nicer.
I think so.
You sounds think like... so? I don't know why you say that.
Find us everywhere that you find podcasts and on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and all those other good things connected to the show page, probably.
Probablemente. Today, we are going to discuss the perks about speaking Spanish in
and the
city.
Reasons I'm going to start speaking Spanish because it sounds a lot better.
There are some perks.
Okay.
The main one, speaking Spanish in any restaurant, cafeteria, or any place like that. Because you know what? Most of the waiters are Latinos.
I did not think about that.
And they treat you better.
Do you get free things?
Yeah, free things, better spots.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. They're way nicer.
Why am I making the reservation every time we go out?
Actually, when we go to the restaurants, Matt is like he's like whispering to me, like, speak Spanish.
Pretend we only speak Spanish. Because if he speaks Spanish to you, they're going to be like, okay, weirdo.
Yeah, because he speaks Spanish, but he has an accent of the same way as I have an accent, allegedly, when I speak English.
I've never heard one. That is just so crazy.
So yeah, it's way nicer.
Wow. Do you think I could pass for a Spanish speaker in a restaurant?
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I heard yes. Great. Okay. What's the next best place? Besides the fact that you like to pretend when people are asking you for things or trying to get you to sign things, you just say, No, no speaking English.
Sometimes that works, sometimes
it doesn't.
I heard
someone say that. I think you said that to someone, and then they said, like, I speak Spanish, and you're like,
Yeah, it's the same way when you're in the subway, you know, when you're a foreigner, you always have this thing like, oh, I can speak my own language, and nobody's going to understand.
And then everyone can understand you.
Yeah, but if you speak Spanish in New York, like, be careful, my friend, because they are going to understand you.
They're
going to
track you.
And you don't want to get in trouble, and it's very easy to get in trouble.
Okay, so restaurants, you say. What about things like grocery stores?
Yeah, sometimes that works there, but, you know, the people working in grocery stores are more diverse, so it's not always Latinos.
They're less friendly, though.
Yeah, they're less friendly.
For a tip.
Yeah.
God forbid you ask the cheese guy at Whole Foods to help you with something.
Next door we have, you know, Citarella. And my man loves to go there just to look.
Look at the prices, which, by the way, like, this is a place where the same thing of flour that was next door for $7 was $28, just a little bag.
It's insane.
They just, like, make up random prices and slap them on to see if anyone will buy it.
He loves to go there and just watch the stuff, and he starts speaking with a person working there, and most of them are Latinos. And every time that I go there, they say hi to me, and I don't know who those people are. My mat is always talking to them about me, like, oh, my Spanish wife, blah, 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 blah. So then they know me.
You know what we can say today on the podcast, since we know he won't be listening? You've been saying my Spanish
wife, and I don't have any ring in my finger.
Exactly. We've been just referring to him as your boyfriend, even though you guys have been together for, like, what, 8 years?
Yeah.
And you are married?
Yeah.
He gets demoted. No ring, no title.
No, only boyfriend. I hope you listen.
I hope he chooses episode. This one as the first one to listen to.
Oh my God.
Okay, have you ever had it benefit you at work?
That's my next point. I had to work with a lot of construction people. Most of them are from Mexico. Many also from Puerto Rico. So it's a great advantage for me to speak with them in Spanish. You know, when I go to the construction site, they have music we love. We are like, you know, talking about the music. And, you know, I mean, you must see the face of my boss. Doesn't speak a word of Spanish, and she's like,
not one word.
Yeah, no, one word.
And she's been in the, like,
oh, she knows how to say un momento.
No.
Yeah, that's oh and she says no bueno.
Okay, yeah. It's just so on brand for her because she never has anything nice to say. Oh man, you know what that means?
What?
Maverick speaks more Spanish.
100%.
Do you ever talk about her in front of her?
No, not in front of her when she's not there.
What if she actually spoke Spanish and she was just trying to see?
Oh no. Let me tell you, she doesn't. I have to say, also, delivery guys.
Oh.
Yes. During the pandemic, actually, we were isolated. And I had just moved to the U.S. So
when you're up to Washington Heights.
Yeah. And I had no friends. And I was inside my apartment all day. So I only had one friend, which was a delivery guy from Puerto Rico.
Oh, my God.
And every day he knocked at my door, even though he didn't have any package for me, just to talk.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was very cute. Name? Milton.
Do you think he was in love with you?
No, come on. He could be my father.
Do you think he was flirting? Do you think he saw you didn't have a ring on your finger and thought he had a chance?
Maybe. Also, living in Washington Heights is a huge perk because basically everyone there speaks Spanish.
It probably is better to speak Spanish than to speak English.
Yeah, actually. Also, you know who else speaks Spanish? The dog walkers.
Let's never forget. Do you remember this? Where you were like, everyone is nicer in Spanish. Everything is really great.
Yeah.
And then there was this one guy who was dog walking and there was a bit of a misunderstanding. And we were just trying to like ask him a brief question, but he didn't understand in English.
Yeah.
So then you jumped in to speak to him in Spanish.
Yeah.
And then after like 40 minutes arguing back and forth after that whole thing, I was like, okay, well, what did he say? And you're like, man, he's just not a nice person. Doesn't matter.
Actually, I think it's the first Spanish speaker that I found rude in the city.
What do you think his problem was?
I think his problem was like minimum wage, terrible long clients. Hours, terrible clients, tired of white ladies from the Upper West or Upper East Side.
Okay, well, what are our lessons learned on our very special episode of Español en Nueva York?
Just to add, it's funny. The music that I hear the most in the city, you know, like playing around or in cars, in taxis, whatever, is
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. Mi amor. I love it. I love him.
So, do you have any closing remarks?
Okay.
This is your episode.
This is my episode.
Loud and proud.
Adios.